Skeet Ward.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man.
Well, maybe this will help you.
All right, you crazy rockers out there. This is Brian Boone coming at you live on Smoking Tunes Radio.
Smoking Tunes rocks, man. You're like my good friend.
That's right, man. We are good friends.
We're like great friends, man. So how you been, John?
Presenting in person and in the spotlight.
I'm Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Oh. Brian Boone, the badass of radio.
I just made a new friend. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show here at the Red Eye Radio Network, and this is a special edition of our normal shows that we do. This is a tribute to our good friend Brian Boone from Smoking Tunes Radio, and a guy that's going to be missed a lot, I tell you, man. It's unfortunate what happened, but you know what? We are going to continue to rock on, which is what he would want us to do here, and we're going to just make this show a tribute to him. And he loved radio. I love radio. And all of his friends loved what he did. And we're just going to kind of just go with it, man. And I've got all kinds of really cool stuff. I wish I had more, but I don't. We've got some booger segments coming up. You guys know all about the booger stuff. And just kind of handpick unique songs that I think that he would love, because we all know that he loved, you know, hair bands, glam, stuff like that. And he really enjoyed the Frank's Place that I did. Just stuff like that. So we're just going to pull it out and lay it on you. Right now, this is a song from Boone & Gamble that we have to play here. And this is going out to Brian, man. That's all I got to say about it. This is Say Goodbye from Boone & Gamble right here on the Red Eye Radio Network.
Sail all over the world tonight, I'm reaching for the sun and feel no pain, no pain. Look in my rearview mirror, what I'm seeing now, it doesn't look the same. Yes. My mind is finally free.
has evolved.
We'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is reaching you.
That was Warrant Stronger Now here at the Red Eye Radio. This is Frank, a special edition of the Red Eye Radio tribute to our good friend Brian Boone from Smoking Tunes Radio. Him and I had a blast, man. He was always a crazy kind of guy, always making like pot references and shit.
You've been smoking that funny grass stuff again, haven't you?
It's the all-adult playground.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Enough of that. He also really liked Vixen, so we gotta roll some Vixen for him right here at the Red Eye. Stay tuned, there's more to come.
Red Eye Radio. So easily, yeah.
All right, a little Vixen rock and roll for you at the Red Eye Radio Network. It's time to spin the tables a little bit. We're going to roll into Booger segment. If you guys don't know who Booger is, pretty funny shit. Those of you who have heard Booger before, you'll probably laugh again because it's very funny. And there's a history behind Booger. There's only a few people that actually know who Booger is. I'm going to let you in on the little secret in a moment. But there's this guy from Zellwood, Florida that calls Brian or has called Brian in the past. And his name is Booger from Zellwood, Florida. And Zellwood, Florida is famous for corn. Well, got a little confession to make. Booger is me. That's right. Booger is me. Brian and I have set this up. He knew I was going to call him, but he didn't know what I was going to say. So some of the things that I said kind of caught him off guard, which there's a lot of things in the Booger segments that I didn't even know what the hell I was going to say. Pretty funny.
All right, you crazy rockers. This is Brian Boone coming at you live on Smoking Tunes. You know, we do take requests via the studio line at area code 724-853-6590. And we have one of our favorite callers calling in. We got Booger from Zellwood. Booger, you on the line with me?
I cannot believe that I'm one of your favorites, man. How you been, Brian?
I've been just great, Booger. How have you been, brother?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I got a little bit of bad news. I just went to the clinic, and I got diagnosed with HIVS.
HIVS?
Yeah, hives.
You got the,
but I live.
You got them bumps all over you.
I got bumps everywhere, man. I got more bumps than me. You don't even know what I look like now. I mean, I'm just a big bumpy. I you know what? It's great, though, because we're kind of getting ready celebrating one of my favorite pagan holidays, as Halloween's coming up.
Oh, really? That's your favorite?
Oh, that's my favorite. Halloween's great, man. We got, you know, fortunately for us out here, middle of Zellwood, we live right next to an old cemetery, so I just grabbed some headstones and kind of stuck them in my front yard all around and kind of made it spooky, you know what I'm saying? It's really creepy out here right now this time of year.
So you made a graveyard out of your front yard.
I sure did. I just hope I remember where all these stones go back, because I don't want a loved one coming out to visit like their past, you know, over Jimmy Hoffa. You know what I mean?
You actually stole headstones from a cemetery.
I didn't really steal them. I kind of borrowed them. It's sort of like I'm borrowing my internet Wi-Fi, as we discussed on previous calls, if you know what I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about. We won't get into that because we don't want you caught, Booger.
Exactly. Hey, but you know what, though? It's great out here because I told you my neighborhood's really, really big, right?
Yeah.
And you could, all these little kiddies running around here, they all go trick-or-treating on those little off-road four-wheel thingies. I can hear them coming a mile away.
So they go trick-or-treating on a quad.
They do, man. They come out here, and they just, like, zip around the yard, and you can hear them coming. I got trip wires all over the place. I had to disconnect most of them because they were all triggered to C4. I don't want to hurt nobody. Like I said, bad neighborhood, man. It's a bad neighborhood out here, brother.
How bad is it, Booger?
Oh, it's getting bad, man. I'll tell you. You know, I got to put up a perimeter with all these trip wires and stuff because I got people coming on my all over my property and they're poaching, and which is okay because, you know, who doesn't poach out in Zellwood? But anyway, you know, we just got to be safe and careful. You know, I tell you, my power went off today right in the middle of your really great. You had a great interview, and I missed most of it because my power went off.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. We'll have to get you a recorded copy.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know that those two gators powering my house on the treadmill, they ran off, so I had to get two more. But I'll tell you what, Brian, man, me and my wife are all ready for Halloween. We got our costumes and everything.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Booger?
Well, I'm going to be Obama. She's going to be McCain, and then later on that evening, we're going to get drunk and knock the shit out of each other. It's going to be a party, man. What can I say? It's going to be great.
Hey, speaking of parties in Zellwood, when's that corn festival thing happening?
Oh, it's already been happening since, the 27th of September, I believe.
Okay.
It's all year long. I went down there. I came in 85th.
Out of how many?
Out of about 86. Yeah, I think I took
two. You're not doing too good there, Booger. You're not doing real good in the corn toss. I guess you weren't drunk enough.
No, man. You know, it got to the point where I think I took too many shots. And on top of all that, the police showed up and started arresting people. And we were like, this is not an illegal thing to be tossing corn. But they came up with some stupid law that I don't even know if this even exists about contributing alcohol to minors. I never heard of that. Have you?
Yes, I have, Booger. It's
You know what?
You can't give a minor alcohol, Booger.
We weren't giving them nothing. They were taking it free on their own will. It was right there on the table, like a punch bowl at a prom dance. You know what I mean? Drink it up, and, you know, I mean, we may have falsified the information about what it was. You know, we could have had, like, Jack Daniels in a bowl and called it Kool-Aid and maybe colorified it a little bit, you know, so we may have been a little bit at fault about that, but yeah, it was a kind of a big mess. But you know what though, it's still going on all year long, all the way till next September. But I think I'm done with the corn festival. I really got to get this Halloween thing going on, man. Because like I said, I love Halloween, and I'm all ready for it. I got the headstones in the yard, and I got the flowers disabled. It's gonna be great.
Do you give candy out to the kids that come around?
No, I give them ice cubes. I tell them, get them home before they spoil, kids.
Oh, God, Booger. You're so funny.
I
love it when you call, Booger.
You know what? Last year we had the Halloween thing, and they came and they were throwing eggs at my house.
Oh, yeah? Why?
I don't know, but I was like, why don't you throw some bacon and toast so I can have breakfast tomorrow, damn it. What the hell's eggs?
Oh, man. Well, they're throwing eggs at your house. There had to be a reason. I guess they didn't like you.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe I didn't disable certain tripwires and blew somebody up. I don't know what happened. Maybe they just didn't like the fact that I lived down this old dirt road and got crashed off into the ditch somewhere. I mean, you know, it's kind of dark. I have no lighting anywhere except right where, you know, I reside, which is, you know, the most important thing. So it's kind of creepy and spooky out here, you know. They just got to be careful when they come riding out here on those quad things, man, because, those little kids are dangerous. They have, like, no fear, man. They'll just come flying out, you know, as fast as that thing goes, and they'll just do a 180 slide and look back and say, give me my candy.
You got some mean kids in your neighborhood.
It's a crazy neighborhood, especially with all them headstones that I borrowed from the cemetery right next door.
Well, I hope you remember where they go, because I'd hate to see you put Mrs. Jones on Mr. Smith.
Well, like I said before, I certainly hope that no one is over one of their loved ones thinking that that's Rosemary or something and standing over Jimmy Hoffa.
So you know where Jimmy Hoffa's buried?
I don't know, man, but you know what? Stories fly out here in Zellwood. But you know what, man? I'll tell you. It's been a pleasure to call you and talk to you, but I got to go right now because my wife is in the house screaming and yelling, and I think that she might have started a fire.
Oh, my.
Now back to more sleepy music. Well, almost.
I knew that.
All right, some classic Europe rock and roll here at the Red Eye Radio Network. It is Frank, and this is a special edition, of course, of the Frank's Place, or whatever you want to call it, dedication and tribute to Brian Boone. And I have a song kind of picked out. I like this song. I've always liked Night Ranger. I feel it's appropriate. I'm going to play it. Hope you guys dig it. And this is a great tune. So stick around. There's more stuff to come. And thanks for being a part of the Red Eye Radio Network. Okay, that was Night Ranger here at the Red Eye Radio Network, and this is Frank, and you're on a special, yes, right, it's a new word, special tribute to our good friend Brian Boone from Smokin' Tunes Radio, and yeah, man, just taking care of some business over here. We all miss Brian, and I know I do. You know, miss talking to him, miss doing the booger segments with him and stuff like that. Incidentally, there'll be one more booger segment before the show ends. And yeah, it's rough here, but you know what? Brian would want us to keep on rocking because that's the kind of guy he was. Keep rocking, dude. You know, push forward. He loved what he did. He loved his radio. He loved everything. He, you know, that's just the kind of guy he was. Loved his music. And he also loved Kiss. So I'm going to play this song that when I did a Frank's Place for the first time, I think, I played this song and he was in love with this song. And I'll never forget it. This is Beth from Kiss. Going out to you, brother, from me and the Red Eye Radio Network team.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? You say you feel so empty, that our house just ain't a home, that I'm always somewhere else, and you're always there alone. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? What can I do?
What you need.
Okay, that was yet another song from Boone and Gamble that was called Love Street here at the Red Eye Radio Network. And guess what time it is? That's right, it's booger time.
Just plain flat out stupid.
All right, you crazy rockers, this is Brian Boone coming to you live on a Saturday afternoon with the Indie Show. You know what? This is a special Saturday. You know why? Because we finally got him. He called back. Thank God. We've got the one, the only Booger on the phone. Booger, how you doing, man?
My damn car, I walked here. What the hell's wrong with you people? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Man, I'm down here right now at the Citrus Bowl in Florida. We're getting up for the Monster Jam, Monster Truck finale thing going on. It's awesome. There's cops everywhere. You know why I think the cops are here, though? Because I see free donut stands every 20 feet, man. I don't know. It's crazy, man. You know what they're having tonight? Remember I told you about the Zellwood Corn Festival?
Yeah.
Well, they're having the corn trailer races here.
The corn trailer race. What exactly is that?
Well, I tell you what it is. They have these little tiny, it's like a U-Haul trailer with side panels on there, and they put the corn ears in there, and you got to race around the track with 10 other people, and whoever gets to the finish line with the most corn ears still in the trailer wins. I don't know what the hell you'd win, but yeah, it's going to be great, man. There's going to be corn flying everywhere, man. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
Hey, Booger, the last time we talked, it was almost Halloween, and you had front yard full of gravestones you had stolen from the graveyard across the street from you there.
Oh, but, yeah, all the headstones?
Yeah,
oh,
what happened to those?
Well, you know what, Brian, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, because we're like kin. I needed a new walkway. See where I'm going with this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's no big deal. All I did was face them down and kind of dig the dirt around a little bit, plop them into the ground. I got a little walkway from a driveway all the way up to my house, man. It's awesome. Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to miss them, man, because hardly anybody ever goes out to that cemetery. Right now, it's a big deal because you can't even tell it is a cemetery.
Yeah, because you stole all the headstones.
I don't know if I stole them. I may have borrowed them. I mean, I could always put them back. Not that I'm ever going to, but you know what I'm saying? Oh, but there's people all over. There's. Can you hear the sirens? There's cops everywhere. This place is getting ready to just fill up right now. I think it's a sold-out crowd, man. There's Lex Terry's here. Morning guy. I don't even know who the hell he is. I just see the damn band with Lex Terry on the side. Holy shit. Comes a big fire truck. God damn, Brian. It's crazy.
It sounds like you're going to have a good time tonight there, Booger.
Oh, it's going to be great, man. It's too bad you were here. Here comes one of them motorcycle cops, man. Look at him. Looks like chips. Except there's only one chip. It's like the one chip out of the chips.
Yeah, where's the other one? Eating a donut somewhere.
I don't know. You probably got arrested. Who the hell knows, man? There's all kinds of scalpers and shit out here wanting you to buy tickets, sell tickets. You know, one guy wanted my damn gravedigger hat. I said, hell no, man. This is my damn hat. You can get my damn hat. Every time we come here, Brian, the price of the parking go up $5. Every time.
How much is it now?
It's only $105 to park, but, you know, but still, it's crazy, man. You know, last year it was $100.
Yeah, I mean, what are they trying to do to you, Booger?
I'm fighting you, man. It was only $15. You think I'd pay $100 to park? Hell, I'd walk from Zellwood to here. Screw that, man. Crazy. But, hey, man, I'm inside this place, man, and I'll tell you what, I will give you some information on what happens here. I'll let you know what's going on with the corn races, and I'd like to say hello to all you people in the Smoking Tunes. Smoking Tunes Radio rocks, man.
Well, thank you for calling in, Booger. We've missed you. Make sure you call back soon, okay?
I will, brother. We'll talk soon, man. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, brother. Hang tight.
When you find yourself alone, your demons come to light, and your mind is not your own. Lonely is the night when there's no one left to call. You feel the time is right, say the writing's on the wall. It's a hard time to fight when the walls are closing in. Call it what you like, it's time you got to win. Lonely, 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 your spirit's sinking down. You find you're not the only stranger in this town. Red lights, green lights, stop and go drive.
In the beginning. I believed every word that you said. Now that you're gone, my world is in shreds. Oh, you loved me and left me. You took all the things that I needed so bad. I'm standing here wondering, where is the love that I had? Was mine. Now that it's gone, whoa, I'm crying. Oh, the time that it takes for a love to grow cold is a wonder to me. I'm walking around with my head hanging down. Tell me, where is she?
Silver, Blue, and Gold from Bad Company here at the Red Eye Radio Network. And it's time for us to jump out. We hope that you guys enjoyed the show. Our tribute to Brian Boone and all that he's done. We really miss him. Like I said, we really, really miss him a lot. And we're going to keep on pushing forward. That's all we can do. And yeah, it's a surprise. Very, very, very bad surprise. But sometimes life doesn't have pleasant surprises for us. So we have to keep our faith and move forward is what we're going to be doing here. And what everybody else is as well. So with that said, thank you for being a part of the Red Eye Radio Network and Smokin' Tunes Radio. We're going to leave you with one last song from Cinderella. Don't know what you got until it's gone, and how true is that? So take care. God bless, people. We'll catch you down the road. Have a great, great week and month and year and however long before I get back on the radio, because I'm taking a hiatus. But have a great one, people. God bless. Take care.